This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one.
The Wizard of Oz is coming to Melbourne as part of the upcoming Australian tour. It's going to play from May 15 next year at the Regent Theatre. And leading the cast will be Anthony Warlow as the Wizard and Professor Marvel, and Lucy Durek as Glinda, the Good Witch, and Gemma Ricks as the Wicked Witch of the West. Anthony, Lucy and Gemma, welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's lovely to be here.
So The Wizard of Oz, how come it's so timeless?
I know. 1938 it started off, didn't it?
Yeah.
And now we're, 2017, it's still going. Why is it so timeless? Why are people so connected to this?
I think it's the story is about being enough. We are enough. You know, home.
Yeah.
We sometimes move away from values and qualities of life that we think are better.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's about your loved ones and being enough for yourself.
So no one's taking selfies in the musical?
I ain't.
We're doing a pretty traditional take, but having said that, it's an updated version. So in 2011, there was a London Palladium version in which Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote 5 new songs. So we've got some lush new songs and orchestrations, and it's a really beautifully reimagined staging, but still within the realms of it being quite traditional. And it's quite a short show, which I quite like.
How short are we talking?
It's 1:09, I think, is the first act, and 50 minutes is the second act.
Perfect family entertainment.
Exactly.
Get them in, get them out.
Yep.
Now, who plays Toto?
We have 2 beautiful little dogs called Flick and Trouble, and they both do different parts, don't they?
And they are. We've been in rehearsals this week, and so we've been watching how they train the dogs as well, which is really, really cute. And they have a little bum bag with sausage inside, and they get their little treats.
Oh my God, how cute!
Yeah, and so cute.
And they both have the 2 dogs have different natures. So one of them's a runner, and one of them's a happy sitter, and so they alter, you know, depending on what the dogs have to do to match their personalities.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. It's really cute.
And there's some fundraising, is there, for the RSPCA, I think I was reading, some ticket sales.
Is that right?
I think that is.
For one of the rehearsals.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, which is really
it's
wonderful.
News to me, but that's wonderful.
And that's going to happen in Melbourne as well.
Hey, now, I want to know, was there any bitch fights in rehearsals for the Dorothy role? I want the gossip about the rehearsals.
I still have the scars.
The auditioning would have been... I mean, apparently there was 400 applicants to become Dorothy, right?
Yes.
What was it like, the auditioning for this role? It would have been a nightmare. I mean, you probably didn't have to.
I wasn't around. I was a happy sitter.
The 3 of us were lucky enough to already be cast. So we were in our roles, and so we were kind of privy to lots of people that we knew. I think they all sent in videos to begin with, all of the Dorothy applicants, and then from that they whittled it down to... you know, well, they basically ended up getting people in the room and whittling it down to our magnificent Dorothy, who's Samantha Dottermaid, who's a Melbourne girl
and is
wonderful. And she's that kind of she's got a bit of a Judy Garland tone to her voice. And you wouldn't think that that's necessarily that important because it's, you know, it's a new reimagined version. Yeah. But there's just something about you that you just want that, don't you? You want to hear
certain
a little bit
boxes
of Judy.
You want to have them ticked, you know.
Yeah, and she's a beautiful actress.
Now, does she look 13 as Dorothy was in her role?
This is the thing that is very frustrating, is that she's 29 years old, but she literally looks like she's 18.
So we hate her. Yeah, we hate her.
I love her. I want to just know what her secret is.
Tell us about your roles. Did you want this role? Like, would you have preferred to be Dorothy or the Good Witch or the Bad Witch?
Oh, I'm definitely not a Dorothy or a Good Witch. I was very excited because when I was playing Elphaba in Wicked, she was kind of more the misunderstood normal kind of gal, but just had the green skin, whereas this is obviously a little bit different where she's a little bit more cray-cray.
Yeah.
And, and I really wanted to...
Love a cray-cray.
Yeah. And I really wanted to sort of play with that and explore that. So it's been really, really fun so far in rehearsals, for sure. And I get to sing a song. The both witches get to sing a song, which is not what happens in the film. So that's one that Andrew Lloyd Webber has written for us girls.
Can you hold your tone when you sing and dancing at the same time? Because how does any performer
you got to get
that?
Fit.
Be really fit and be able to sing as well. Anthony?
Yeah, show fit. Got to be show fit.
Yeah.
Yes. She's having another croissant here now.
We saw those. So we often use the term Friends of Dorothy.
Yes.
Do you reckon that comes from The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And I must say, our Friends of Dorothy, who are our Scarecrow, Tin Man and Cowardly Lion, who are Eli Cooper, Alex Rathgeber and John...
Drumroll.
Oh, gosh. His surname... It starts with an X and is...
He's Greek, so just put it all together.
From what
fun game? Maybe you'll be able to... We call him John X.
Yeah, John X. Anyway, he's our Cowardly Lion,
or
and
Hammond.
They are glorious. In fact, Eli Cooper, who's our Scarecrow, has based some of his characterization on Dory from Finding Nemo, and he is hilarious. He's so wonderful.
They're all fabulous.
Yeah,
how wonderful. Yeah.
Now, in the original movie, Margaret Hamilton played the Wicked Witch, and she was badly burnt. During one of the exits from Munchkin Land. So I hope no one gets burned.
Well, interesting that you said that because I actually have to use fire in the show.
They're not going to burn you alive on stage, are they?
Well, it's my responsibility, so I'm very scared about this. So my broomstick lights up twice with fire, and so I've got to be in control of this fire. And I'm
not just lights up, like she shoots fire out her broomstick.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Said the bishop to the actress as she made her cup of tea.
Oh,
the left hand.
I have to have a full pyro, lesson.
That is so intense. Hey, so when we get there, is it going to be black and white and then it turns into
color? Yes, and that, it's sepia.
Really?
The whole first part is sepia.
Oh, my God, I made that
and
up.
Then
is
we
that
go,
happening?
It happens. All the costuming is coloured.
Really magical.
Beautiful. And then we go into colour.
Haven't I?
You've nailed it.
When they hit Munchkin Land.
Oh, that is... I identify with a munchkin, don't you?
Yeah, I do
we're
too.
We're the munchkins, aren't
because
we?
Because we're short.
Yeah, we're little short asses.
We could have been good munchkins, actually.
Exactly.
There's still time, guys. We're coming to Melbourne in May.
That's
true.
Now, you're starting in Brisbane, aren't you?
We are, on the 4th of November.
4th of November, so is everything ready?
We've had 1 week of rehearsal and it's so fast. It has gone so quickly. The answer is yes, we will be ready.
Can we also touch on just quickly on the musical aspect because you've got Andrew Lloyd Webber and is it Tim Rice?
Tim Rice has done the lyrics.
So that's going to make it really even extra.
It's beautiful. The orchestrations are magnificent. Mm. The songs. And Anthony, you sing two songs?
As Professor Marvel, I have this lovely piece called Wonders of the World, and he's the first character that Dorothy meets on her way when she's running away from home. But in Tim's inimitable style, he's made it quite a difficult patter song to remember and it's coming and it will be there but
it's
no
amazing. I watched it the other day. It's amazing.
And I just think if we were going to have The Wizard of Oz with our wizard being Anthony Warlow and he not sing a song, we would have had hate mail probably. So I think it's really lucky.
Darling, I'll get that anyway.
I'd love to hear you sing Smile. It's quite an emotional song.
I've got sing
emotional.
Smile.
Yeah, I know you did. I saw it. I did a bit of research on you.
Smile. Old fashioned little old lovely things.
Exactly.
So it's going to be here in May.
Yes.
When do tickets go on sale?
This Friday,
the 13th.
No, that was Anthony.
That wasn't me, everyone. That was Anthony.
That is brilliant.
And if you want tickets, is it the Wizard of Oz the musical.com?
I believe so.
Wizard of Oz the musical.com.
Wizard of Oz the musical.com.
We'll put it on our Facebook page and talk about it.
Yeah, we'll put a link up there.
At the Regent in May, which is exciting.
So exciting. How wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Wonderful.
And thanks for being had.
Oh, no problemo.
Anastasia and Warren, Mondays, Thursdays and Fridays for breakfast on Joy.
And now available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.